Hey family, King Caruso here, your Black History buff. Real quick, before the show starts, I just wanted to let you know that rather than running an ad for some random product, I've decided to bet on myself and use this spot to ask you to join me on Patreon. By joining, you'll help keep the podcast ad light, support the work that I do, and help me build a community away from the algorithms. And guess what? You can join for free. So if that sounds good, head over to Patreon and search for Black History Buff, or just check the link in the description. All right, I'm done. Now, let's jump into today's episode. Hey family, this is King Caruso, the Black History Buff, and today we're diving into a story that highlights just how hard it can be to win respect in a world built to deny you. This is the story of the Harlem Hellfighters. These men fought with unmatched courage during World War I, only to return to a country that barely acknowledged their sacrifice. Let's get into it. In 1917, with America entering the Great War, thousands of black men volunteered to serve. They weren't just signing up to fight overseas, they were fighting for dignity and recognition at home. You'd think that loyalty would count for something, right? But it didn't. Instead, they were assigned to labor battalions, building trenches and hauling supplies while white soldiers went into battle. But the Harlem Hellfighters, or as they called themselves, the Harlem Rattlers, weren't ones to sit quietly in the background. They pushed, they trained, they made it clear they wanted to fight, and eventually they got their chance. Not under American command though. The US military refused to let black soldiers fight alongside white soldiers, so they were sent to the French army instead. The irony here is that a regiment their own country didn't trust or want became one of the most respected fighting units on the Western Front. The Rattlers fought on the front lines for 191 continuous days. Longer than any other American regiment, and they never lost a single soldier to capture. Their courage earned them the Croix de Guerre, please forgive my pronunciation, France's highest military honor. But when they returned home, they didn't get parades or national recognition. No medals were pinned on their chest by American generals. They got the same old Jim Crow racism, the same segregation, and the same violence they thought they were leaving behind. You'd think that after fighting for the very freedom America claims to stand for, they'd be welcomed home as heroes. Hey family, I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. Yes, this is an ad, but it's an ad for me. I forgot to mention at the start of the episode that along with Patreon, I also have a newsletter that you can join for free. Isn't it refreshing to get an ad for free stuff for once? The newsletter is something I set up to keep in touch with like-minded people who don't love being glued to apps, but still want to keep up to date with what's going on through the good old written word, you know, like our ancestors did back in the 90s. You can find a link to join in the description. Okay, I'm out. Thanks for sticking around. I appreciate you, and please enjoy the rest of the show. Instead, they were reminded that black skin still meant being a second-class citizen. This is where my frustration kicks in, because when you study history, you realize that progress can be slow, but it can also be rapid. However, traveling through that time feels totally different to how it feels when you're observing it. And for me, it's hard to not become completely cynical when you see that the people who bled for their country were discarded when they were no longer useful. However, I still see some hope, because these men laid a foundation. They showed courage. They challenged the narrative, and they became a source of pride and inspiration for generations to come. And I think that's the takeaway here. The Rattlers really fought two wars, one on the battlefield and another one at home. They didn't win the second war, but they passed on the baton to those who followed, and so the fight continues. Let me repeat that part. The fight continues because we still see black people all around the world being denied their rights, being treated like second-class citizens. We're currently seeing laws rolled back, programs cancelled, and an obvious increase in far-right extremism, and dare I say, Nazis. And personally, I think that we need that never-quitting energy of the Rattlers as much now as we ever did, especially if we want to make this world a better place for all of us. But that's just what I think. You, please, tell me what you think. Were the Rattlers right to push so hard? And do you think we need that same energy now? Let me know in the comments. Share this story with someone who needs to hear it. And if you're feeling inspired, please check out my Black History Village on Patreon. Until next time, remember that Black history is world history, and please stay blessed. Hey, you stay till the end credits like only the smartest of people do. Listen, if you stuck around this long, you sound like the kind of person who might really enjoy my Patreon. Over there, you'll get access to hundreds of ad-free posts, early access to videos and recordings, bonus content, and whatever else I can think of to add value to your life. And you can join for free. Plus, if you join a paid tier, you'll get your name in the end credits of videos and that warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping me make the show bigger and better. You can find me by searching for Black History Buff on Patreon or by using the link in the description. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you'll stick around for more episodes and share them with your friends. Till next time, stay blessed.